Okay, Mirat Hashem, we're starting now the fourth parak in Shavuos. The Gemara, I'm sorry, the Mishnah starts off with Shavuos HaEdus. The pasuk that's based upon is in Vayikra Perak Hey, V'nefesh ki secheta v'shama kol ola v'hu eid o ro'a o yoda im lo yagid v'nasa avono. So if he knows Edus and does not testify, that's what we're talking about here. So he begins with the Mishnah. Shavuos HaEdus nohegis ba'anashim v'lo b'nashim. So Shavuos HaEdus only applies to men and not to women. Women are not in the parsha of Edus. B'rechokim v'lo b'krovim. For a person who's not related to you, non-relative, but doesn't apply to krovim. Krovim also not allowed to testify. B'ksherim v'lo p'sulim. Those who are kosher to testify, but not those who are apostle. V'ein nohegis ele b'ru'uyin l'hoid. And it only applies to people who are Roy, who are appropriate, fit to testify. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Yud, very first halacha, says, "Hayu edav o echa mehen posel korov afil b'psule edushol midvrehem." It's a derabbanan. Oh, shahay hamelech echad me'edav, or it's a melech. He's also not qualified. Ein a roy lehoid. Oh, hayu eid mi pi eid. V'kofru b'nishbu'u. Patur mishvus ha'edus. They don't take the shvus ha'edus, right? She'ilu ha'edu lo haya mechayvin be'edus l'momum. Okay, they're not chayv in these things. We see that there are people who are not within the parsha. Continues the Mishnah. Bifnei beizdin. V'shlo bifnei beizdin. Mipiatzmo. So, if this was in a beizdin, or not in a beizdin, or by himself. Mipiacherim. Ein chayvin ad shichpuru behen bebeizin. Or if other people get the person to make the shavua, they're not chayv unless they kofer from a beizin. Div Rebbe Meir, chachamim omrim bein mipi atzmo bein mipnei acherim. Rebbe Meir said, the chachamim say it doesn't make a difference whether the chachamim are not. Ein chayav ad shichpuru behen bebeizin. It has to be in front of a beizin. So this machlokes Rebbe Meir versus the chachamim is actually machlokes as well in the Rishonim. The Rambam holds like Rebbe Meir. And the Ravid holds like the Chochomim. The Chayovin al Zodon Hashavua al Shigoso im Zodon Ha'edus. So he's Chayav for this, if he does a purpose, or if it's a Shogeg, but he knows that the, at least the Edus itself was on purpose, that he's not giving it. And he's taking a Shavua that he has no knowledge of, even though he knows that he witnessed it. The Ein Chayav al Shigoso. He's not chayev on the shogeg. In other words, if they think that they really have no knowledge, but they really did. Uma hein chayev in al zodon hashavuos. Then what are they chayev when they do it on purpose? It's a korban ola v'yorid. They have to bring the korban ola v'yorid. So there's a lot of Rashi's on this. Rashi says, shavuos ha'edus noheges v'anashim lo v'anashim. Dechsiv, the pasuk says, we just read, v'hu eid. The roy lehoy diber hakosuv the isha psula leedus kidyalif mi pikinu gong. So now the Gemara says me amdu shnei anoshim. That's going to be coming up on the Gemara right now. Rashi says on the krovim these are the psula leedus, right? You're not allowed to testify. B'sanhedrin nachav zayin yafin lo vehe ninhu v'hosim beforish velo psulin doesn't apply to psulin kimo gazlan, right? That's a derisive psul shehu posul min haTorah shneemar al toshes yeid chomas, not to put a person who's a rasha, it's chayv malchus as a aid. Rashi says bifnei beizin v'shalom bifnei beizin imi pi atzmo nishba, if he on his own took the shavua. Sha'amar shavua she'eni yodeya lecho edus, he take on his own, no one forced him to do this. So in the last Rashi on the Mishnah says, "Ve'ein chayavim al shigagosa im shogim heim legamre." They were totally shogeg, you know, mistaken. Kisavur, and they thought she'ein yodin lo edus. They thought he doesn't know any edus for him. Ve'achakach niskar, and then he remembers, oh yeah, tak, I do have something I could say. Shari anusin heim. It's an onus lo kriyin behu nishbo in l'sheker. That's not called taking a false shua since he didn't do it on purpose. He just didn't remember that he actually knew something. Okay. The Gemara begins by asking, Minohan Emili, how do we know that women are not able to testify? The Tan Rabbanim learned in the Braisa. V'andu shnei anoshim be'edim hakosu medaber. So over there, when it's talking about the whole source for the two witnesses testifying, so you see that it's talking about men and not women who are the ones who are doing it. So the Braisa goes on and says, Ata omer be'edim o'ena ele ba'ale dinim. Maybe this is talking about the the Baalei Dinim itself, but not the witnesses, the people who have the complaints. Kishom, the Torah says, Asher Lohem Riv, Hari Baalei Dinim Omer. Right? So you see, they're having an argument. Riv means a machlokis, right? Saha, Mani Mekayimson, how do I understand the Ondu Shnei Anoshim, that the two men stand up? So the Edom Akosim Medaba, that's talking about the Edom. Right, so that's one answer. Then, if you think that's not a good enough proof, if you still want a different source, Ne'emer Kan, have a Gzeira Shava, Shnei, V'ne'emer L'halan, Shnei. It says two witnesses, and it says over here, by two witnesses. It says two, I'm sorry. So, Ma'al L'halan Be'edim, Afkan Be'edim. So, two over there, just like it's talking about witnesses, so too our case is talking about Edim. Someone asks, you gave me two answers. Why did you need to come on to the first one? It implies that there's something was lacking. My im nafshecha loimer. What's that lashon? V'chitaim. If you're going to tell me the cost of v'asher lahem riv, so kule kra b'bali dinim mishtoi. The whole pasuk is talking about an argument. Bali dinim. So ne'emar kan shnei v'ne'emar lahalon shnei. Right. So then I'll come to my gzeira shava to show the two. Malahalon be'edim afkan be'edim. Tani idach. We have different brisa. V'ondu shnei ha'anoshim. Right, the two men will stand. So be edim hakosuv medaber. It's talking about really testimony. At omre edim in el bebalei dinim. How do you know that it's really talking about the witnesses? Maybe it's talking about the people who have an argument, the plaintiff. So amar, do you really shaykh to say such a thing? Vechi shnayim boin ledin. Do two people come for a din? Shloshe ein boin din, and three people don't come for a din. Inasha chalomer. So that's what the second part is coming to teach me. Ne'emar kan shnei, ne'emar lahalan shnei. I have the gzeira shava to connect the two. Malahalan be'edim, afkan be'edim. And where then asks, one second. Ma inasha chalomer again. Why do you have to come on to the second answer? So v'chi teima b'toveh v'nitba kam ishtoi kro. If you can tell me, it's talking about the plaintiff and the defendant. That's what the pasuk's referring to. Ne'emar kan, it says shnei, v'ne'emar lahalan shnei. Just like the two people are the plaintiff and the defendant, two people are the witnesses. Samalahalim be'edim, afkan be'edim. So again, making this ma'af comparison as well. Tan idach, we have a different brisa. Va'ondu shnei anoshim be'edim hakosim medaber. So we have two people, and it says that they're with edim is what the pasuk is talking about. The Rambam in Edus, where is that? In Perek Tes, the Rambam says, Noshim, this is halacha base. Noshim pesulos leedus min haTorah shneemar al pi shneim edim loshin zocher v'lo loshin nekeva. So you see from that fact, that's why they learns out the Rambam holds that's the deraisa drashas reference from right here. Again, right? Be'edim hakosim medaber. Ata omr be'edim ina ele be'balei dinim. Maybe it's the litigants. Amar, can you really say such a thing? V'chi anoshim bo'in ledin. Noshim ein bo'is ledin. What, only men come for judgment, but women don't have, women also don't have to go? Women have court cases as well. So therefore, that's why you have to give the second answer. Im nash shechaloymer, ne'emar kan shnei, ne'emar lahalan shnei. Ma'alahalan be'edim, afkan be'edim. So that's our go-to, our safety answer of the Gezeirah Shavah. So again, my im nafshecha omar. What does that mean? If you're not satisfied with the first one, I'll give you a second one. It's not normal for a woman. That's not typical type of activity for her to go to a beis din mishum, because the pasuk says kolkvud bas melech pnima. All the honor for a bas melech is to be contained inside, so not to be out in public. So ne'emar kan, therefore I'll come to the stand. Shnei ne'emar l'holin shnei ma'al l'holin be'edim afkan be'edim. So that's why you have both answers. Tosus though asks a question on the Dibra Masl Kokvud Basmel Khanima. Se'im Tomer, Hashtanami the Aidi Aidim, Ivy Aidim. We were also talking about Aidim over here. So Monale the Ma'ute Noshim. How do you know this Pasuk is coming to exclude Noshim? Dilma Hadanaka Kra Anoshim Mishum Kokvud Basmelech. Maybe the reason why the Pasuk mentioned men is because of this idea. It's like almost like circular reasoning. Say Yeshlomer, no. The Gabi Aidim. You can't have that. So they could have really given it over to to a shliach, right? So if she were the actual litigant, then she could just put, you know, someone to represent her in the Beis Din. But there's no shlichus for the actual testimony, right? So therefore, that's where you come onto this drush of kol kvuda bas melech to show that it's not justifying her failure for to come to testify for something that she in fact actually had witnessed. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, v'amdu shnei anashim mitzvah lebali dinim she'amdu. So the next thing now the Gemara is talking about that they have to stand. Om Rabbi Huda Shemati, I heard the following: Sheim rotu lahoshiv es shnehim at moshivin. Right, if the judges want them both to sit, then they could. Ezhu oser. So what is oser for the judges to do? Shelo yehe echad omed ve'echad yoshev. Now that you can't have one guy. It looks like it's unfair. One guy standing and one guy sits. That's not fair. Or another thing would be oser for the judges to do. Echa medaber kol tzarko. One guy gets to give a whole drasha and explain all of his things and his rias and his proofs. Ve'echad omed. The other guy they say katzer dvaracha. You know, keep it short. Right. So therefore, the guy sees he's not getting his fair day in court. He doesn't get to do anything. He's, they're making me stand. They're making him sit. Whatever it is, he gets to give a whole long speech, and I don't. Tosus just points out also in the next Tosus mitzvah the bali dinim shi'amdu says afil Rabbi Yehuda moide begmar din obe edim the mitzvah shi'amdu kida amri besomach. It's going to come on Amud Beis. And even by the gemar din that you would have to be standing for that as well. But this is the idea of being unfair. So continuing with that theme for the judges, then it goes and expands the drasha to include everybody. Tana Rabbanan, bet tzedek tishpot amisecha. You have to judge your chaver righteously. Shelo yehe echad yoshev echad omed echad medaber kol tzarcha ve'echad omer ketzer devarecha dover achir. Another pshat in the drasha, bet tzedek tishpot amisecha, that you have to judge favorably. Havedan es chavercha lekaf zuchus. So that's an idea that ever you have to judge, you have to judge people favorably, which is a huge idea that mitzvah d'oraisa. You know, if you ask somebody, you know, are you allowed to turn lights off on Shabbos? Say no, why not? It's just d'oraisa. Say, well, do I have to judge my fellow Jew favorably? I don't know. Maybe yes. It's also mitzvah d'oraisa. So discuss a little bit of the parameters. It really comes to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, right? It says Havidan is kol ha'odim lekaf zechus. So Rashi over there on Pirkei Avos says Shim ata dodin kein, right? If you do this, yadunu oischa min hashemayim lezechus, then mida keneged mida, just like you judge this person favorably, then you should also be judged favorably. Which, you know, is based upon the famous Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Chav Zayin. Where the story was, it doesn't tell you who was it first. It says, "Ma'ase ba'adam echad shiorid migalil ha'elyon." Right, person had hired himself out to work, and when it comes time to collect payment, his boss has got all sorts of tirutz. I can't give you this. I can't give you that. And the person goes home upset, but nevertheless, he has nothing to say for it. Then after Yom Tov is over, he comes with all these donkeys, and he gives him a big suud, and he pays him everything. And he says, "What were you thinking about? I told you I didn't have money to pay you. I didn't have karka, I didn't have behemoths, I didn't have anything." So he gave a tirutz for each and every single thing. And he says, "Yeah, Taka, that's exactly the way it happened, right?" And then the Gemara ends off and says, "Va'ata kashem shedanat lizchus, just like you judge me lizchus, hamakom yodin oischal lizchus, Hashem should judge you favorably." So the Meforshim on the Gemara point out, who was this person? It doesn't tell us. This is Ma'aseh Ba'adam Echad. That was Rabbi Akiva. The Halig of Rabbi Akiva was before he became the Rosh Hashiva. But he had these midos of being judging others favorably. So too, because Rashi points out in Pirkei Avos. But there's more to that as well. The Rambam says on this that if you not sure, you know, you have different categories of people, you were not sure if we should judge them favorably. So if the person's a tzaddik and they do something with a little question, of course you have to. And if a person does as a normal guy, a beinoni, half and half, the Rebbeinu Yonah explains in the Chafetz Chaim that you still have to judge them favorably. If the person's a rosh, a marusha, they have a horrible reputation, they do something that doesn't look so kosher, so then you're not obligated to be naive and to judge, in that case, the person. There's a Sefer Achinuch, a Mitzvah Reish Lamed Hei. So he writes, firstly quotes our Gemara, right? Lishpot betzedek, shneemar betzedek tishpat amisecha, uvol pirush shinstavu hadayonim leshavas bali riv, to be fair to everybody that's involved. Kilom l'shali chabit hadayinecha, not to give special kavod to one of them, ibal hadin yosim in ha'echar, not more than his friend. V'chein amru besifra, shloi hei echad medaber kol tzarcho, ve'echad oimer lo kitzir dvarecha, v'chacham hiziru shloi hei adam don yechidi. V'od yesh b'chla mitzvah zu, included in this mitzvah of Deoraisa, Betzedek, Tishpana Misecha, Sheroi Lechol Adam Ladunes Chavero, Lekaf Zechus, Vlo Yefareish, Ma'asav, Devarav El Latov. You should always judge him favorably and give him the benefit of the doubt. Why? So, says the Sefer Achinich, the Shorsh of the Mitzvah, he says, society can't function like that. And at the end, he writes, "V'gam b'mashamen shekol adam chayav l'bin l'chavir l'chav zchus shu b'chlal mitzvah yiyeh siba liyos bein anoshim shalom v'reyos." That there'll be so much peace and friendship if you give somebody the benefit of the doubt. Many times, unfortunately, we know stories where people did not do that; they would not don l'chav zchus, and therefore terrible arguments resulted as a result of that. V'nimsa she'ikr kol kavanas ha-mitzvah lehoyel b'yishuv b'nei adam im yosher hadin v'laseis b'neihim shalom im silik ha-chashad ish b'ish. And then he writes, Noheges mitzvah zu b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zecharim she'hin chayav ledun v'hanekevos v'lo nekevos, I'm sorry, he writes because that's only by the men, ulam gam hanekevos chayavos b'ma she'amonu she'hu b'chlal mitzvah zu dan ha-chavir l'kaf z'chus. So in judging favorably, that applies to everybody. There's a lot more to discuss about this. Okay, but maybe if we have time at the end, we'll come back to this. Let's continue. Okay, we're up to where it says Tani Rav Yosef, Betzek Tishpat Amisecha. Right. So, what's an additional drasha from this? Im sheitcha b'torah v'mitzvos hishtada ledunu yofe. So the one who's itcha, who's with you in Torah mitzvos, you should try to judge him favorably. So what? And anybody else, you don't? Right, you don't have to judge anybody who's not like that. So the Gemara quickly explains, no, what it's talking about. Rav Ula b'reid Rav Ilo havelei dina kaimid Rav Nachman. So he had a trial in front of Rav Nachman. Shalach le Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef sent a message to Rav Nachman. Ula chavarenu. Ula zar chaver. Omis b'torah mitzvahs, and he's with us in Torah mitzvahs. So Amar lemay shalachli. What is he saying, man? The chanufeling, but to flatter him, you know, I'm supposed to give him a special type of preferential treatment. Hadar Omer, it said lemishra b'tigra. No, that you should start with his discussion. Meaning his one gets a preference. He should get to go first. The Rambam tells us there's actually a seder of who gets to go first. In Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chaf Aleph, the Rambam talks about Hayalifnei Hadayonim Bali Din Harbe. So you got a lot of court cases, and it wasn't like the butcher shop where you take a number. Makdimin Es Din HaYosom LeDin HaAlmona. So the Yosom, the orphan, goes before the Almona. VeDin Almona Kodem LeDin Tamid Chacham, and Almona goes before Tamid Chacham. VeDin Tamid Chacham Kodem LeDin Am HaAretz. And a Talmud Chacham goes in front of Am Haaretz. That's what we're talking about over here. That's what he's telling him. He's a Talmud Chacham. Rav Ula is a Talmud Chacham, so take him first. The Rambam ends off. It says, "V'din isha kodem v'din ha'ish sheboshes ha'isha meruba," because it's more embarrassing for a woman, so she gets to go first. But that's the pshat. The pshat is we're telling him he's a Talmud Chacham, so that he would get to go in front of an Am Haaretz. Then Amud Beis Inami l'shuda did Dayona. So another pshat as to why it was, because this is Shuda Yonah, it's a whole sugya in Ksubas. Rashi quotes for us about what this means, that he would get, it's at the discretion, we throw it to the judges. Says Rashi in the top of Amud Beis, Yesh ledin she'ein toli b're'iyas ha'edim v'lo b'shavua. So there's some things that doesn't necessarily, the proofs or the shavua, elamasha ha'lev ha'dayanim noite l'zakos u'lechayiv. What does their heart tell them? What is their halachic intuition? Where are they leaning to? Something you just, sometimes you can't always put your finger on it, but you know this guy's right. You know this guy's wrong. You go in halacha to ksubas, like when it says, pehei, in ksubas, hahuda amalahu nechosai letuvia, all my possessions go to tuvia. For also shnei tuvia, and two tuvias came. Famin al nechosim, said over there, shudu adayon. We throw it to the judges. Lemisha hadayin roeshu hu roi leseis lo matona, who we think this guy had in mind when he said, I'm giving my stuff to tuvia. Inami, now the pshat, B'shnei shtaros, two shtaros, shel mecher shenichlu b'yom echad, ve'en yedei l'mi moser ha-moicher shtar tekhilu. We don't know who he made the sale first to. There wasn't hours written into the documents. Sarmin and shul l'dayona. So we throw it to the judges, and it's at their discretion. Afkan, so to hear. Afkan, kach sholach li. Im hadin toli v'shudu dayona, ze roi l'zako. So if that's what it is, I'm telling you, this guy's a Talmud Chacham. Shechacham v'tzadiku, he's righteous. So Rashi explained, shuda, lashon hashloch, means to throw it. Kidam Targum, as the Targum says, yorav v'yom, shidi v'yoma. Okay, so that's what the second pshat is to what was going on over there. Omer Ula, machlokes bebali dinim, aval be'edin dirakom abidim. So the machlok between the Chacham and Bihudu about where they have to stand, that was only about the bali dinim, right? But by the edim, everyone says that they have to stand. Dichsiv v'omdushne anoshim. Omer Avuna, machlokes b'shas ma'asem mot. The machlokas is when they're deliberating back and forth. As we saw, when the verdict is given, divrei hakol, everyone agrees. Dayanim b'yeshiva bali dinim ba'amida. The dayanim are sitting, and the bali dinim are standing. Dechsiv ayeshev Moshe lishpot es ha'am v'ya'amod ha'am. Moshe was sitting; he's the dayan, and the people who are being judged stood. Lishnachrina. So another version of what Rav Huna meant. Machloikis b'shas masa matan. Okay, they're arguing, that's when they argue about whether they have to sit or stand. B'shas gemar din, divrako dayanam b'shiva bali din in b'amida. The dayanam are sitting and the bali din are standing. Oho, edim ki gemar din domi. That it's like it's the gemar din. K'sivuhu v'amdu shnei anoshim. That they say that there's two men are standing. Now there's a story. The vesu de Rav Huna havele dina kaimi de Rav Nachman. So the wife of Rav Huna had a based in front of Rav Nachman. Hechi nevid. So he's stuck. He's got a dilemma. Either way he look at it, it's going to be problematic. I eke mikamo, if I stand up to her to give her kavod, mis tatmon ta'anose de baal dina. So the other guy is going to get closed up. He's going to get confused. He's going to get, you know, it'll throw him if he sees, like, favoritism. Philo ekimim koma, but if I don't stand up in front of her, eishes chover harehu kechover. The wife of a Talmud Chacham is like a Talmud Chacham himself. So I'm chayv to do that. So Amalei l'shemaya, he says to his shamish, he says like this, tsei v'afrach alai bar avoza, go get a duck, v'shadi levai v'ekum, and throw it in, and I'll have to stand up, and that way people will realize, it'll be like a whole maisa, people realize I'm standing up, and I'm not going to be showing favoritism necessarily from one person to the other. So on this line of the Gemara, right, v'shadi levai v'ekum, so I saw that Zilberstein has an interesting shaila, about a Talmud Chacham who got onto a crowded bus and someone gave up his seat. Is he obligated? And the Talmud Chacham didn't want it, so is he allowed to go take the seat back? Talmud Chacham she'ale la'otobus male ve'ein la'makom l'sheves. He has no place to sit. V'kam echa mifana v'vikesh mimena she'yashim makom. He says, here, Rabbi, take my seat. Talmud Chacham misari l'sheves mimakom. He says, no, he refuses. I'm not going to. Ha'im yochel lachzor l'sheves. Is this guy now allowed to go back and take a seat? So he quotes Machlokas and Rishon and Rambam and Rashi about when you stand up for a Talmud Chacham and he walks past you, is that just when he is no longer out of your sight, or whether he's walked, if he was right behind you, or he's walked the Dalad Amos even past you? So he talks about here, if the Talmud Chacham is standing, he quotes our Gemara over here in Shavuos. That's that was the spring for this discussion. He says, necessarily, you can't bring a raya from this. He quotes the Mincha Shlomo, Kosu She'ein raya me Gemara, the shiny horse in the cave, and She'omedes the fawn of Umach Maso, Ein ze derech kovet, She'teha Eishes Chavir Omedes, V'hu Yoshev. Therefore, at the end of the day, he says, the Talmud Chacham who goes to the full bus, V'nisha lamo liyado, Yifne es makoma lechacham, he gave his place to him. Ach ima Talmud Chacham omlo she'yochel ha'sheves, he says, you can sit. So therefore the guy is, at the end of the day, allowed to, even though he stood up for the Talmud Chacham, he's allowed, now even if he's there, he can still sit down next to him. Okay. Ha'omer Mar. The Gemara says, Machloikis, Meshaz Masa Maton. The Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about whether the litigants are required to stand. That's only when they're going back and forth in the giving over their arguments. Avashaz Gemara Hadin, but when the sentencing is taking place, the final conclusion is reached. Divrei HaKol, Dayana B'Yeshiva, Bali Dinim, Ba'amida. So the question is like this. So how could Rav Nachman have stood up then? He's not allowed to. So he says like this. No, you know what Rav Nachman did? De Yosef Keman de Shari Masane. He was like he was tying his shoes, right? Right? He was tying his shoes. What does that mean exactly? So he was leaning, but he wasn't necessarily standing, right? So in this way, he got the best of both worlds. He was standing up in front of the Ishus Chaver, and the other case, he was kind of sitting while giving the Gemar Din. V'Omer said, Ish Ploni Ata Zaka, you are innocent. Ish Ploni Ata Mechayev, you are Chayev. Okay. Next part. Rabba, Omer Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Haitzruv Mirubonen V'Am Ha'aretz, Is Lehudini Behade Hadade. So you have a Taman Chochem and you have an Am Ha'aretz, they have a Din Torah with each other. Mosvinan Le, Litzruv Mirubonen, right? So we tell him to sit. We all say tiv. We choose him to sit. But if he wants to stand out of respect for the Talmud Chacham, then there's no problem with that. So the Gemara tells a story. Rav Bar Shrevio Havale Dino Kaimid Rav Papa Osvev Osiv Nami Lebal Dine. So they were both sitting. So also Shlicha the Bei Dina, the Shamish comes. Batosh Bein, he kicks him. You know, like, dude, what are you doing? He's like one of these, you know, get up. What are you doing? So, Okmel Amhar, so okay, he stood up. Velo Amar le Rav Papa Tiv, and Rav Papa didn't tell him to sit down. Okay, he's standing up. Say, how could he have done that? Vaha, Miss Tatmon Tanose, he's going to be confused. He's, you know, he's standing, I'm sitting, but it's not fair. It's not fair. So, Amar Rav Papa, no, Meimar Amar, the guy's going to say to himself like this, Ihu Ha Osvan. That guy, the Shlich Beis Din, right? He's the one who doesn't like me. Shlicha who delo mafayis minoi. He's the one who, Rabbi Papa told me I could sit, but the Shlich Beis is the one who made me stand up. So that's the one who's upset with me, but not Rabbi Papa. The judge is not bothering me. It's only his helper who's annoyed with me. For Omer Rabba Bar Rav Huna Haitzu Mibonavam Haaretz Teislu Hudini Bahadeh Hadode. So when you have them both in their for the Beis Din, lo likdum tzurva mirbonen leisev. You shouldn't have the Talmud Chacham sitting first. Bishum demechazei keman desader le ledine. It looks as if he's coming to be mesader to arrange all of his claims and everything, and that would be osur. Velo amona ella delo kviya le idone. That's only when there's not a set time for him to, like, he has a chavrus or something with him at that time. Ava kviya le idone. If there is a set time, you know, they learn at 3 o'clock every afternoon, and now it's 3 o'clock, and then that le slumbo. In that case, there's no problem. Smeima amar be idone treed. He's just the learning, and the fact that he's you know, sitting down with him and talking and learning, that's not related to the case per se. Omer Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Rabba Rav Huna said, "Haitzu mirbana diyode besachaduso." If he knows edus, the zilo be milso, but it's embarrassing for him. Lemezal lebe dayana de zutar mine la askure kaime loyot lezal. But it's embarrassing for him to have to go to a lower Beis Din like that. There's a big discussion in the Achronim, the beginning in Choshen Mishpat. I think it's in Siman Zion. About what the extent of this is. Is it just because it's one of the Dayanim on the Beis Din is less than him? But maybe if there is the institution of Beis Din that he would have to go to. So again, but the Gemara says, Omer Rav Shesha Bered Rav Idi Afananami Tanena. We learn like this as well. Motza Sak Okupa Ve'ein Darko Lito. If you found something like a basket, it's not beneath your cover to take it and do Hashavas Aveda, Hareze Lo Yito. So you shouldn't pick it up because Ein Lefi Kvoido. You know, you wouldn't imagine, you know, Gedolim walking around trying to turn somebody's dirty gym socks or something like that. So therefore, they're potter from that. So too, also, if it's beneath the cover of this Talmud Chacham to go to give the Edus, he's potter. Ani Mili Mamona. That's only for financial things. Aval be'isura, when it comes to something that's osur, then in that case we don't make any cheshbonos about how big a Talmud Chacham the person is. Ein chochma ve'ein tvuna ve'ein eitzah neged Hashem. There's no chochmas in this case. If it's a possible chil Hashem, ain't chokin kavod l'rav. We do not give any honor to the teacher. The has to be moichlin is kavod, and he has to go if it to prevent the chil Hashem. Okay, the story says Rav Yemar haviyada lele sahadusa lemar zutra. So he knew edus about the case of Mar Zutra. Also the kaiyida meimar. He came for a meimar. Osvin hu lekulu. He had everybody sit. Amr le Rav Ashi la Meimar, Amr Ulu says Machlokis Babali Dinim Abba Beedim Divrei Hakol Baamida. Right, so Meir says Amr le High Asay the High Asay. Both standing is a mitzvah asay, and also giving kavod to a Talmid Chacham and allowing him to sit is a mitzvah asay. So therefore, what do? You have a halachic conflict. Va'asay de kavod Torah Odif. But the giving kavod is more, it's audif, it's preferred, and therefore, that's why Meimar had Rav Yemar sit in order to prevent a people feeling like I was getting favored, so he had everybody sit. Okay, I just wanted to share a quick story. There's a beautiful sefer called What If. Right? We like to use it at our Shabbos table, and we like to use it during learning groups in camp. Some of the boys were commenting, sometimes we spent longer on the What If than the actual Gemara, but okay, no. So I guess this is Parshas Kisavo. In the most recent version, on page 410, they have a story called Misjudged, and it's about a chassan and kala that they get married, and during the week of Sheva Brachas, so the girl's mother, his mother-in-law, asks him for $50, so to borrow just for like till that night. So he gives out the $50 bill, and he turns to his kala and says, he like whispers, he says, "Let's see when I get this one back." And she just smiles, doesn't say anything. And then the mother-in-law hears this and flips out. What, he doesn't trust me, and my daughter-in-law is not standing up for me. And so she's very upset about this, like very, very upset. And she just sits on it for like 2 days. And then after 2 days, she finally confronts her daughter, right, the wife, and says, "How could you have not said anything? He was insulting me." She says, "What are you talking about?" She explains the whole thing. She says, "No, my chassan plays a game. He marks every bill that goes through his hands to see that money passed from person to person, if it's going to come back to him. So that very morning, he had a $20 bill that used to be his, and it came back to him. So the $50 bill he gave to you, he just marked it, and he said, that's what he meant. Let's see when I get this one back." He didn't mean it was completely innocent. He didn't mean anything. So now, she didn't realize that, but she wasn't down the kav zechus. So now she had two shilas. Was she over the iser we just talked about? Of betzek tishput amisecha? And does she have to ask mechila? Does she have to ask mechila? Because what would that be? If it was a chet bein Adam lechavero, you have to ask mechila for that. But it's been Adam lemakom, then one would in fact be required to do tshuva. We don't have to ask for them for mechila as well. That's also the machlokas in the achronim about what if a person, you spoke lashon hara about a person, they don't know about it. So are you obligated to reach out to them and ask them for mechila? That's a machlokas in the Chafetz Chaim and Rabbi Solanter. Maybe the person who didn't know that you spoke lashon hara about them in the first place, and now they're going to be upset. They didn't have a taina on you, but now you come. By the way, I'm asking you for mechila. What do you mean? What did you do? Now they're upset. If they didn't know about it, it's like a blissful ignorance. Or others learn, no, that really, even if they didn't know about it, you still have to go and be mafias them. So at the end of the piece, he says, again, you can't learn halach lemaisa from these stories, but it's just a cute idea to share. He says that no, she's not necessarily obligated to do that, because you're not obligated to concoct stories in your mind to explain someone's behavior. You have to judge them within the reasonable letter of the law. And that's all a little discussion, because the Gemara, which we quoted briefly in Shabbos and Kuf Chav Zayin, there's a Maritz Chayis there who says, if you see from the fact that Rabbi Kiva was going through all these mental gymnastics, that one is in fact obligated to do such a thing. That one has a chiv to make up some far-fetched case in order to possibly judge a good person, l'kaf sechus. And the second thing he says is that no, that he wants to say that probably it was a chet bein adam lechavero, right? Rashi, and we saw the Sefer Achinuch as well, that's an idea about bringing shalom and reyus between two people. So if you're not doing that, then you're harboring ill will, so that would be a chet bein adam lechavero. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick it up from here tomorrow.